Isaiah 40. This is the God we worship. To whom then will you liken God? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless. To whom will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift your eyes up on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name. By the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's the God we serve. Father, we thank you that your promises are absolutely certain because of the powerful God that you are. There is none like you. There is no power like yours, Lord. I pray that as we hear your word preached today, as we sing your praises, as we engage in the taking of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, Lord, I pray you will open our eyes and you will open our understanding. May our worship be pleasing to you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.